All right, welcome back. Can't believe we're at the end of the show already. Time flies here at the Detroit Auto Show. It's a ton of fun. And when this opens up to the general public on the 17th, you are going to enjoy it. Somebody else who's enjoying his time is the president of Michigan State University, Kevin Guskowitz. You just got off the Bronco experience here.
I just went up the mountain there. It was awesome.
It's a little more daunting once you get to the top, isn't it?
I felt like I was back at Cedar Point amusement park.
Yeah. Yeah, so you had a nice little fireside chat with former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg today.
We did. That was a lot of fun. We talked about the importance of higher education and research universities like Michigan State. Sure. And the important work in working to help advance technologies around mobility. And he's an expert in this given his previous experience, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, and there has been a ton of research development done on campus. I mean, the different buses that are online now, the autonomous buses, all that, it's all happening up in East Lansing.
It is. I mean, and across the state. I mean, I think as we, you know, coming here 2 years ago, I knew that the automobile industry was a sort of an anchor institution industry for the state. But I've seen that time and time again in my 2 years, and just proud that Michigan State's playing a major role in it.
Yeah. You've been very busy. Things are it's a vibe up in East Lansing lately. You know, you bring in Pat Fitzgerald, which has got to be just such a thrill.
A lot of energy, as I've told people. Coach Fitz, as he likes to be called, yep, is probably as close to Coach Izzo that we're going to see walking a sideline of a football, yeah, game. And there's a lot of synergy there. He's bringing a lot of energy and put together a great staff. He's out recruiting right now. But I think it'll be an exciting fall in East Lansing with Spartan football.
And, you know, the basketball team gets a big win the other night.
I know Coach would say we got off to a slow start last night.
yeah.
But ended up with, I think, a 21-point victory. And Coach is incredible, as you know.
Yeah.
And but yeah, before you know it, we'll be March Madness. I'll be here. It's just around the corner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I know you're busy. I know you got to run. I just appreciate you stopping by, saying hi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you having me
on.
Yeah,
you got it.
All
that
right.
Is the president of Michigan State University, Kevin Guskowitz, here at the Auto Show. Fantastic time. All put on by Mich Auto, the wonderful work that Glenn Stevens and his team do as well. And I can't believe how quickly 2 hours goes by.
I know.
I can't believe it. We've had so much fun here today. Ryan Armani's coming up. What's up, dude?
How do you want me to follow that up? I mean, the president of Michigan State University, I gotta follow up.
Well,
here,
there's only one person to follow it up, and it's you. You're here. What's
how you
going
doing,
on?
My man?
I'm good.
It is so great to see you. You know, because of the schedules.
I know.
We actually met in person for the first time in our little holiday party at the station. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey, Chris, I'm
yeah,
Ryan.
It's unbelievable. I'm usually comatose by, like, 9:45.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible, but I'm doing great. The show looks amazing.
It's awesome.
And, you know, what is this, the second year since it's come back to January?
Yeah.
And it does feel like we've
it's
got
like
some momentum
yeah,
now again. Last year, you know, no disrespect at all, but you know, first year back in January, it was yep, almost like kind of a rebirth. And then now it's like, let's go.
I love kind of this new tag of there's only one Motor City.
That's right.
It's true. And what I love about this is the industry has changed. Mm-hmm. The auto industry has changed. But the industry of automotive shows have changed.
No doubt.
And so, you know, you've got the Bronco experience, Wrangler, and all this stuff. It's interactive. It's hands-on. It's you can actually feel what it's like to then go out and buy one of these cars and go, yeah, I know what it is.
That is one of the, I think, biggest attractions as to what sets this auto show apart from some of the others around the country. It is the interactive experiences. I mean, we're right outside the Bronco experience. You've got the Detroit Grand Prix
yep,
over there. You've got some other areas of this footprint that you can get in the car and drive it.
Yeah.
You can go on the off-road here for the
yeah,
Bronco. We saw a couple of people doing that. So I think this is absolutely fantastic and worth the price of admission.
You know what I also love about Media Days, too, is you get all of these, like, these real auto reporters coming
yeah,
in, and they're just ripping these cars apart.
Right.
I was watching a guy just pull the tailgate down, shaking the whole truck. It was crazy.
I envy that guy. You know what I mean?
Right, could you imagine if we went up to the F-150 and just started torquing on the side mirror?
That old doo-doo-doo-doo. The yeah, car alarm would have yeah, went off.
There are
we'll be escorted out of the building.
Right, there are so many things I know how to do, and one of those things is to know my limitations. Yeah. And I cannot do anything around a car other than put gas in it.
Yeah.
And I like the way it looks and if it drives well. But that's part of it. I mean, you've got these gearheads. They come in here. They examine every part of the car. They know exactly what they're looking at. And it's almost like a little bit of a biology class on a car.
Yeah. And then you've got the crews come behind them, right. Put everything back together.
Right.
It's like when my kids drop one of their Lego sets. Right. I'm the one that has to put everything
exactly.
back together. Yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic. And I think people are going to love this show. There's so much to do, so much to see. I don't know. I went and played Tug of War with Sasquatch Lost.
That video is up on our Facebook and Instagram page,
oh, good.
By the way.
It is
very
funny
good.
You say that because not only inside of Huntington Place, but along the main corridor there on the outside, there's so many different exhibits and so many different booths that you can get information on just about anything in the area and different workplaces, different technology, different schools if you are interested. You know, we talked about it on the show and probably mentioned it again. You know, I think the Ford, we are here at Ford, and they talked about how they had 5,000 jobs open for six figures for mechanics around the country, and they can't fill them. That's a good problem to have. That is more jobs. If you are interested in learning how to do that job, I mean, there's a booth out there for you. You know, if that's something you want to be trained in. So this, you can't beat it. It's Detroit. It's the Motor City, and it is the place to be. It is the birthplace of the automobile.
There's also the gallery back here, which is if you want to go drool at the Lamborghinis and the Bentleys and all that stuff. And then there's some brands you can't pronounce. So I'm
you're quizzing me.
I'm going to put Mike on the spot. I've marked down a couple of different brands.
Do we know the right? Do we know the right answer?
Nope. So we're just going to let it ride. Here, I want you to start with the first one that I've marked off. How do you pronounce that name?
Koenigsegg?
Okay, don't know.
You that's coffee, what? Right?
That it's Keurig.
Right.
No. The next one?
Pagani, that's a sandwich.
Okay.
Bugatti?
Panini. Okay, the next one?
Pininfarina.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Text us and let me know if I get it right, because we have no way. None of us know.
I'm going to say no, is what I'm
going to I'm going to guess gonna that way, too.
What do you got coming up today?
We're really excited today. We're going to talk, obviously, so much of the focus is going to be about the auto show, what people can expect, what people want to see, what's new here this year. And we'll also, look, this is an election year, and this is a place that everybody is going to want to be seen over the next couple of days. So we'll talk to State Senator Mallory McMorrow. She's going to join us running for that U.S. Senate seat.
We did see Jocelyn Benson trolling around
earlier,
too. Did
you see? Everybody's
going to be here.
Yep.
That is Ryan Armani. He is coming up next here from the Detroit Auto Show at this beautiful Ford setup. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you today, Michael.
Yeah, let's do it again
everybody.
Tomorrow.
We'll do it again tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Ryan Armani and JR Afternoon coming your way next.